रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय यः पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 79 द डेथ ऑफ मकराक्ष. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. On their side, the monkey commanders beheld Makaraksha coming against them and stood ready to give him a warm welcome. Then there began a terrible fight between the monkeys and the Rakshasas, like unto the one between the gods and the demons in the far past. Trees, tridents, blocks and bowls were freely exchanged without any concern or mercy. Yet others favored the sword, the club, the bar, shakti, tomara and heavy truncheons. The arrowy shower from the bow of Makaraksha brought dire terror into the hearts of the monkeys. They were clean bereft of their senses and scattered themselves all over the field. Thereat, the Rakshasas roared and cried and shouted their joy of victory. Then Sri Rama bent his bow and stemmed the advancing Rakshasa hordes with a never-ceasing stream of arrows. Makaraksha was mad with wrath thereat and cried, "Rama! Stay where you are. I will even fight with you. The arrows from my redoubtable bow are sure to drink your life breaths. You killed my sire in the forest of Dandaka, and I mean to clear the account overdue. The very sight of you fills me with boundless wrath. A raging fire burns me up quiet when I think that you escaped coming within my view that day. Well, like unto a forest beast, seeking out their own death at the hand of the hungry lion, you have of your own accord sought my presence. I am really fortunate in that my long-deferred hopes are to be realized today. You have to make a speedy and sure journey to the worlds of death on the wings of my shafts. The Rakshasa heroes, done to death till now by you, will give you a place by their side, and you will have a happy time of it. Why waste words over it? This is my advice to you. Let us fight today, now and here on this battlefield, with magic weapons, clubs or bare hands, or with any other mode of battle, and let all created beings stand witness to it." Rama laughed in derision and said, "Just listen to yourself, O Rakshasa. You waste no time in blowing your own trumpet. These boasts of valor and prowess become you not. No warrior ever succeeded in defeating his foe through a shower of empty words. It is true that your father Kara and Dushana and Trishuras and the 14,000 warriors of renown met their deaths at the hands of my arrows in the forest of Dandaka. And today I go to add you to the number. Vultures and crows with sharp claws and beaks will share your carcass with jackals and have a glorious time of it." Makaraksha was not one to brook such an insult, and he hid Rama under a cloud of arrows in reply. Raghava met them even before they came near and cut them down with his cruel arrows. The twang of his bows was heard all over the fields like the rumbling thunder of huge cloud banks. Devas, Danavas, Gandharvas, Kinnaras and Uragas stood above them in the sky to witness that wonderful sight. Their bodies were clean riddled with their arrows. They were not behind each other in cutting down the shafts of the others. The quarters and the earth itself were hid behind the arrowy shower, and nothing could be made out. Then Rama waxed to anger, broke the bow of Makaraksha, shot through the charioteer with 10 Narachas and smashed the car and the horses. Thereat, the Rakshasa leaped from it lightly on the earth. He grasped a frightful trident, blazing like the fire of the day of destruction, and whirled it over his head and sent it at Raghava. The prince met it halfway with 3 arrows and cut it down. And it fell from the sky into bits and fragments on all sides like blazing meteors. The hosts of the heaven world ranged along the sky, shouted their joy and praise of the valor of Rama. "Well done, well done!" Makaraksha was inflamed all the more. He clenched his fist and sprang upon Rama, crying, "Stay, stay, run not!" Raghuveera in turn laughed lightly and sent the magic weapon of the god of fire at the Rakshasa. His heart was cloven into two thereby, and his life breaths left his body. The Rakshasas were struck with mad fear at the arrows of Rama and tried to escape from it within the wall of Lanka. Thus did the son of Khadr measure his length on the earth like a lofty mountain smashed with the vajra of Indra. And the sight filled Rama with boundless joy. The timeline is like this. Akampana and Prahasta were slain one morning. Rama broke the crown of Ravana. Kumbhakarna was roused and met his death in battle. That afternoon beheld Rama and Lakshmana bound by the Astra of Brahma. We were freed from it that night. Lanka was set fire to. Kumbha, Nikumbha, Yupaksha, Sonitaksha, Kampana, Prajhanga and Makaraksha fell before their enemies. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.